Today we continue with lesson number 106 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Kelim, and today, in Yirtzeh Hashem, we will conclude the 25th perek, because we are studying Mishnah 8 and Mishnah 9, the second to last and the last Mishnayos of the 25th perek, Perek Chof Hei, Mishnah Ches and Mishnah Tes. Mishnah Ches is a continuation, as I mentioned yesterday, of Mishnah Zayin. In Mishnah Zayin, we learned that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi disagree about whether or not the Beis Hatzaviya and the Achorayim remain chalukim, remain separate. The Tumah of one does not affect the other, whether that's true for Yodayim Tumeos or not. Rabbi Meir says yes, Rabbi Yossi says no. But when it comes to Yodayim Tahoros, they both agree that there is a chiluk between the Beis HaTzviya, the finger groove, and the Achorayim, the outer surface of the walls of the vessel. So this beginning of Mishnah Ches is simply a continuation of the previous Mishnah Zayin with reference to Yodayim Tahoros. Ketzad, how does it work, this difference between the Beis HaTzviya and the Achorayim with regard to Yodayim Tahoros? My hands are Tahor. I didn't touch anything. I washed them. I went to the mikveh with them. I had made the tilos shadayim, etc. The hands are tohor. And I'm drinking from a cup. So ho you yodov tohoros. My person's hands are tohoros. V'achorei hakos temeim, and the achorayim of the kos. There's no mashkim temeim on it now, but they became tameh previously from mashkim temeim. So what does he do? If he touches the Achorayim, his hands will become tomei. No problem. Achazo beveis tzviaso, he holds it by this little finger groove. And then, eino choshesh shemo nitmu yodov b'achorei hakos. He's not holding on to the achorei hakos. He's only holding on to the beis hatzviya. He doesn't have to be concerned that maybe the liquid on his hand became tomei because of the achorei hakos, which was tomei, and then the mashkim tomeim will be metamei his yudayim. You don't have to be concerned about that. The achorayim are tomei. They were tomei. They remain tomei. But I didn't touch them. I used the beis hatzviya. Fine. That's the end of that. The next piece of Mishnah is a separate halacha. If a person is drinking from a kos with the achurayim of the kos atome, she doesn't have to be concerned. Maybe somehow, while he was drinking, the liquid in his mouth came into contact with the back of the cup, and the mashkim temeim in his mouth became the mashkim in his mouth became temeim, and mashkim temeim a metamei a kli, and the whole kli from the toch is tomei. You don't have to be concerned about that. You're drinking from the coast, whatever liquid goes from the inner of the coast into your mouth stays in your mouth. It doesn't touch the achorai. Next, kumkum, a large kettle which has achorayim temeim, the achorayim, the outer surface, the surface of the outer walls are tomei, and now this kettle is bubbling over, shuhu martiach, it's bubbling over, eino choshe shemo yotsu mashkim mitocho v'nogu b'achoro v'chozru l'tocho. You don't have to be concerned, maybe some of the water bubbled over onto the side, and then it touched the side, so it became mashkim temeim. And then somehow it bounced back up and went into the toch, and now it's mashkim temeim ametame the toch, and the whole keli is tomei. No. You don't have to be concerned about that. The mashkim just flows over, and goes down to the ground, and doesn't go back into the toch of the kumkum. That was Mishnah Ches. Mishnah Tes introduces a whole new aspect of the halachos of achurayim v'toch. And that is that everything we've been concerned about now is talking about kelim, which are used for truma. But when it comes to kelim, which are used for kodesh, for the purposes of the holy temple, then it's a different halacha. We're much stricter. Klei HaKodesh, when it comes to the Klei HaKodesh, then ein lohem achorayim v'toch. There's no distinction achorayim v'toch. Whether the achorayim became tomei tumas mashkim, whether the toch becomes tomei tumas mashkim, the whole keli is tomei. Ve'ein lohem beis tzeviyah. If the beis tzeviyah became tomei tumas mashkim, the whole thing is tomei. And vice versa, if the achorayim became tomei from mashkim to mei, the beis tzeviyah is tomei also. That's a special chumrah for kodesh. Also, another chumrah for kodesh is v'ein matbilin kelin betoch kelin la'kodesh. See, I was about to have a big pot and a small cup, and you want to put the cup into the pot and lower the pot into the mikveh. No, if it's not for kodesh, that's fine. The water will get in all around. But comes to kodesh, we're afraid that maybe the inner cup will be heavy and sink to the bottom of the outer cup, outer vessel, and the outer vessel will have one portion of it which is not exposed to the water because the inner vessel is covering that spot. That chashash, that worry, we're only worried about for kodesh, not for things lesser than kodesh. Then we have a major rule which is quoted often in Shas, and that is kol hakelim yordin lidei tumoson b'machshov. For example, a tabas, a ring, which is used for a human being as a bracelet, as a ring, as a necklace, whatever, that is mekabel tuma. However, a tabas for behema, a ring for an animal, is not mekabel tuma. So, suppose a person sees a nice tabas on the behema, and he says, I'd like to use it on my own finger. He doesn't do anything to the tabas. He just thinks, b'machshava, I'd like to use it for myself. Nope. Kol hakelim yordin lidei tumosin b'machshava. A mere thought to use it for a human purpose as opposed to an animal's gear makes it roi lekabel tuma. Ve'einom olin midei tumosin elo b'shinui masa. Suppose I have a ring on my finger. I decide, I'd rather put it as a nose ring for my cow, or for my dog, or whatever, my pet poodle, whatever it is. So I think, oh, I'm going to take this ring and I'm going to put it on the poodle. No, that's not going to be enough. Ein olin midei tumasim with machshava alone. Elo b'shinu masa. I have to do something, carve the tabas, the ring, in some way, or shape it differently, or something that makes it different. Shinu masa. Why? Because the rule is shehamaseh mevatel miyad hamaseh miyad machshov. Something which was tomei or roi lekabel tuma because of the way I fashioned it as a human ring, or miyad machshov, I thought of using it as a human ring. Then, if I rework it with maseh, with action, it undoes the previous action and certainly undoes the previous machshov. But umachshava, just mere thought, eino mevateles lo miyad maasev leo miyad machshava, something which became royal lekabel tuma because I fashioned it, for example, as a human ring, or because I thought of using it as a human ring, does not become undone with machshava to use it as an animal ring itself. Major rules in the dinim of make a kelim becoming roi lekabel tuma or losing their status of roi lekabel tuma. And so we have finished Mishnayos Ches and Tes of Perek Chav Hei. In the process, we have concluded Perek Chav Hei, and we have also concluded lesson number 106.